Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Deborah Lee. Look at me clapping for myself. Jeez.
Bravo. Alrighty then.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Two for Tuesday deal. That's moi, and what are you?
Jimbo. I am moi, too.
Yeah, I guess he is. So glad to have you with us. We weren't even sure we were going to have a show.
So, one never knows.
Yeah, well, it depends on how the day kind of stacks up, you know. But we're here now. We're ready to give you all some wonderful free readings. And please bear in mind that we're using ordinary playing cards, as I'm holding up to show our Facebookers who are watching as we are streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So, hey, guys. Yes, and I wanted to make this clear because some people roll in here and they think we're using tarot or some other type of oracle card, and we are not. We are definitely using only ordinary playing cards. Now, what makes this method so incredibly special and dynamic, life-changing even, excuse me, I've got like 10 frogs, is that we're able to look into the future from where we're sitting right now. And because the future is so fluid and it is still nebulous to a very great extent, stuff we see in the future, we can change. We can do things using the tools of choice and change to bring change to our lives, make them happier, more abundant, successful, love-filled, yay. Yes. So I just want to make that distinction. Also letting you all know that I will need a moment as I'm preparing your reading because I use a 24-card layout, which is the exact same layout that I use when we would say meet privately for your reading. If you, you know, go to my page and arrange it with me. So it's just so you are aware that I'm not just pulling a few random cards. Some prefer to do it that way. I do not. I feel much more comfortable using the 24 cards in the layout. And it also gives me a chance to get a look at your life, you know, the playing field that is your life. So I'm now going to turn things over to Mr. Jimbo, who is going to give you some tips on how to make your phone calls to us, and if we get you on the portal, how to make them run more smoothly.
All right. Yes. Well, I want to remind everybody this show is for informational entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
That's our opening disclaimer. And we'd like to throw out there, if you're an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you an international live shout out. We shall do so. All right, let's get down business. That number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear an automated message saying, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. And you hear the show, then everything is working like it should. You're on a list. We see you. It's all good. It's all good. Well, now we're going to talk about some things we really hope you can do. We want you to do these things if you legally and safely can. We'd like you to get off, when you go live, get off your speakerphone and Bluetooth. We'd like you to shut down all your background noises.
Would that be Bluetooth? For plural?
Well, it should be Bluetooth devices.
Okay.
Do you want to get all technical there? Person's going to have, she's going to be on just one. One person will be on one, but I'm speaking to the masses. So get off your Bluetooth devices.
Right? Okay. Excuse
Anything
me.
Else you'd like to know?
I'll let you know.
All right, anyway, shut down all your background noise. Quit multitasking, you know, things you do when you're on hold. That's just normal life things. Stop that, please, when we go live. And if we're able to, perfect scenario, you're in your home, you know, a good place to sit, relax, be quiet.
Oh, excuse me.
Not you be quiet, but where it is quiet and where you have great cell phone reception and minimal wind. Even a little wind is noise, believe it or not, when it hits that little speaker on the cell phone. So we want you to do these things if you can. If you can't, we work with you. You know, let you drive. Sometimes you're driving, like I said, you can't really screw around if you're driving. You got to follow allow and be safe. All right. Let's see. For those that cannot call it, we will occasionally open up the floor for you folks to use Facebook Messenger to talk to us live, either audio or video. Your choice. You choose it. But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. You'll be doing a message to Deborah Lee, audio, video call, and you will only do so when we open the floor. We don't want this thing just ringing out of the blue because it has no hold button or anything. So we have to hang up on you. Got to kill you. If we are not 100% ready for you, boop, we're hanging up. Sorry. That is the sound of angels playing harps, which means your reading with Deb is done. We got to move on. We got to pick them up. Got to get going. And that little heart means before we say bye-bye, we're going to get a Archangel Michael sort of like oracle card. So when you hear the harp.
I think they're really cool.
Yeah, they're nice. And they got, actually, people did some really good artwork on them, but you guys won't really see it. But you can get your own because I put the box right there for Facebook folks. So please, no more questions when you hear the harps. No more back and forth interaction.
Unless it's me.
Yeah, and that's crap, too, but it is what it is. She's the one with the cards.
I beg your pardon?
It is crap, because you got to know when to hand it to them. Come on, we got to move on. If people want that one-on-one interaction with no harp playing and people getting cranky, go to psychiclovedoctor.com.
What can I say?
And go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and ring for a private reading, and you can do all the questions you so desire. And I think... some stuff going on here. I don't know who that person is.
Are they being nice?
I'm assuming. We got Mike from, let's go on here. We got Laura from Canada.
Yay.
And we got Mike from England. Let's get our international shout outs that we right now. If we have more, we will jump in and let people know, but that's what we got right now. Let's see. We had Laura. We'll let you know when we get the card reading lesson thing up. All right. We're still building it. It's close, but we're not ready to go live yet. But we will be notified, as everybody will. And
I am teaching a class on the 13th, but it's not, you know, officialized. Is that a word? Officialized?
It is now.
It is now.
It's not officialized until we prioritized. Ashley said she had to put. That happens. We don't like that. She had to put their dog, Dakota, down.
Aww.
So he's up with Uncle Dale. But aww. That's where they go. They go with their other old dog friends and their other people that they loved.
You know, and my vision is that when they are released into spirit, and that's going to get me all teary-eyed, but I see them, like, scalping and running over the Rainbow Bridge and their arms opened wide for them. So.
Probably like our youngest.
Yeah. Oh, the way she runs.
That's all she does.
She's a racehorse.
She's a golden retriever.
As a dog.
And yeah. She's a golden retriever. She acts like a super hyperactive lab.
Oh, yeah. And so high off the ground.
Oh, and she jumps at me?
Yeah.
She's a crazy girl. Anyway. That's what she was envisioning, that they just go running out. Like, that would be like her, running like her.
Over the bridge.
Like the wind. Run like the wind. I'm going to film her just for my dad would get a kick out of it. Well, she just runs around the shed like she's training
she's
for a track
session.
She's making
a track out
there. She reverses direction. She just runs. Just runs. Not chasing anything in particular, just having fun.
And for those of you that are losing your fur babies, I'm a firm believer that is part of the grief process. our loving little doggies and kitties.
And whatever other pet you love.
They would want us to bring new life into the house. They would. So I give myself, where we usually wait, maybe a month out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then we're looking for a replacement.
630. We're going to jump in. 630 Illinois. You are caller number one. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
What's Hi, up? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Is this
Hi,
Dion?
Dion? It is.
Okay.
Welcome.
I'm glad to have you. What's up, honey?
This morning I did a public whistleblowing notice in regards to the high-profile case that I'm working on because it was the last step that I had to do. And I went forward and I publicly made a statement anonymously. And
yeah.
I wanted to find out if I'm closer to the fugitive being captured.
No,
please.
Are you sick? You sound real.
I've just been crying because the victim's birthday is tomorrow, and it's been very emotional for me.
Okay.
Because I just want to be able to bring justice if I can, but I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or what.
All right, sweetie, let me take a look for you, okay? All right.
Yeah, it was like you say, it was a young guy.
A young guy. Okay, let's set us straight here on one thing so we're all clear. This was someone that was murdered?
Obviously.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
And the perp is still at large?
Yes, I am in possession of the confession tape, and I called the local sheriff's office this morning because I spoke with my local police department, and I let them know that I notified the FBI and the DEA, and they told me that I needed to call the local sheriff's office in the person's town. I did that at 6 o'clock in this morning. I had a witness. I recorded everything. I posted it online. And now we're all just waiting to see if it's going to pan out. It was a young boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Right. You know, for one thing, media is on so intense these days that it's like you can't read the news without there being something horrific to be told.
Dirty laundry spills.
But just remember, you're fighting for, you know, the soul of this boy. And I really think good things are going to come from this. I really do. Now, yes, I think that your tears right now are also partly like relief. After all this work that you've done, and now you've set that ball into motion out there, and now those with authority are going to grab that ball and run with it. Yes.
What was the actual question? I got lost. I'm sorry.
Was it, did she do the right thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Back to the reading. I'm sorry.
No, I feel you're going to be contacted. You know, when my late husband and I recognized two of those terrorists, when we saw them, they put all their pictures on the front page.
Don't just say those terrorists, you got to say the event.
Of 9/11.
There you go. We've had a lot of terroristic
yeah,
events.
Exactly. Thanks. I did notify the FBI, and we did get called in. And it's kind of a spooky deal because you're we were walking through a vault. I mean, it was an actual... Like,
no,
I've
dealt with the FBI before, I know.
Okay, so, and a windowless building, and I mean...
Security.
Yeah, oh yeah. And then they showed us a bunch of pictures, and with your information, I'm sure they're going, I see a man and a woman here, and they are definitely going to want to follow up with you. And personally, I am not seeing that you're in any kind of danger, you know, at this point, because that was my first concern.
She never asked that, right?
No, she didn't, but okay. I wanted to put her right. her mind at ease.
Well, you did tell me last week, though, about it was like exactly a week ago. You told me to cover myself, and I did. I did all of
okay.
that.
That's probably...
So I'm only in the position now because I listened to what you had to say a week ago.
Well, thank you. So, you know, for those of you brand new to personal prophecy, this lady was able to change her future using choice. So she chose to cover her tracks and have a witness and, you know, did everything precautionary that she should do. So I want to tell you, he's out there. And the perpetrator, the killer, whatever you want to call him, but, you know, the murderer. And you've just handed them, I think it's like a basket of fresh plums that you've handed to law enforcement, and they're going to find that son of a bitch.
No, you're a scammer.
And you're going to be responsible for that. How do we think about that? That's
thank
right.
You. Thank you very
and you
much.
Know what? If more of us as citizens in our whatever country we're in, if we were able to rise up and, you know, not live so obliviously to everything. You know, we have neighbors, friends, coworkers that are walking a fine line. And you know what I'm saying regarding
no.
crime?
Mm.
Yeah. So I think if we were all more conscious, more things could be solved and people brought to justice. There it is.
All right. Your subject of your oracle card is take control of your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating your reality. Have faith and stay focused on the outcome that you truly desire.
Yeah. And myself, what I would do, if it was me, I'd be manifesting with the thought of that that person that committed this horrendous crime. And I would be like shooting like lasers at him, not to make him drop dead, but for him to get caught, you know, to manifest that. I think you're going to really be proud of yourself when this is all over. And I think you have a career. I really, oh, tell me I shouldn't keep talking.
Yeah. I've come to realize nobody listens to
this. Well, this girl is so talented when it comes to these kinds of really difficult matters to, you know, pick through, and you did it. So good for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Keep us posted.
Me and caller number one, you had to hold.
She did.
You did indeed. All right. We'll go to our next caller. Come on, my computer. There we go. I blame it on the computer. Everything is blame the computer, not myself.
You
254, Texas, 254.
254.
You're next.
Hello there.
You're the next contestant.
It's Gabby, I bet.
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, Gabby.
Hey.
How is our girl in Texas?
It's been a wee bit.
Yeah.
It's been like a week or so.
Well, it's been crazy, but I kind of want to start with my question. I start the ball rolling on getting out of my 13-bedroom group home, and I talked to a trusted staff that I could talk to, and she's going to talk to me this Friday with some results. So I kind of want to know, like, when will it be, like, this December or January, and where will it be?
Okay. Are you there involuntarily, Gabby? I mean, you don't have the power to just walk out.
I am my own guardian.
Okay. All right. You want to know if it's going to be soon?
Like real soon, like
yes.
this month or next month. That's...
And this is for you to, what, visit your brother? Or is this to
visit my brother and see my family, kind of like a little bit of both, but I don't want to be too far away from them. Like, I'm in Stevensville, they're in Round Rock, and Round Rock is close to Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Texas is
and I live close to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so that's why, like, I just picked it because the last close group home I went to, I just kind of hated it, and I just was so unhappy, and I just wanted to get out of there, and I did, and now I'm here and I liked it for, and I've been here for like 2 or 3 years, and I'm like at a point, I'm like, okay, I need something, because the drama at home is really getting to me, and not having internet for almost 3 months driving me crazy, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, I talked to my trusted staff, and she's going to tell me this Friday after a Christmas party, which is this Thursday.
Yes.
This, that's what she's going to tell her.
Oh, okay.
Which is like in
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
All right.
Cards are going
hey.
Down. There's pausing because I'm also at the same. Not only am I talking on Blog Talk Radio, but when the radio folks don't know, I'm also chit chatting on the Facebook Live.
You're a man of many talents.
I'm multitasking. Multitask. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a while, but it'll be in the works for you, Gabby. I'm not seeing this as like an immediate release, but I could be wrong, okay? But there's always going to be that little bit of error because I'm using, you know, my intuition, but I'm still just a human being, and there could be misinterpretation, but I feel it's going to take some time. You know, I'm seeing a vibe around where you are that these people that are with you, that work for you or with you,
yeah,
they don't really care about you folks. And it would seem to me that they should, you know, bring an element of compassion to their work. And I think a lot of them are just paycheck collectors.
Well, no, there's none of those out there in the world ever.
Oh, God, the world's full of them, yeah. But let me tell you, it is coming for you. It is. And I really think that as time goes by, there's going to be talk for you, Gabby, of an early release. Excuse me. So that's something you can manifest. Use the law of attraction. That they're going to start eliminating the crowds in a lot of these places. Now, I'm getting that from spirit. Because you could say, well, what cards show that? And I'd have to say to you, there are no cards. I just heard that message. So... yes, I really think this is going to be a year where the wheels are going to be in motion for you, darling. You watch and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where?
Where, as in where you're good? No, I really don't. We would have to
sit down. Okay.
That would be something we'd have to spend some time on. Okay.
Okay.
But I only just covered your immediate question.
All right, and...
all right, thank you.
All right, well, real quick, your Oracle card, subject, no, it is not time yet.
Oh.
This is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. The opportune moment is approaching.
There you go.
I didn't even hear you reading. I was busy.
Okay, but have faith.
So I don't know if you told her the same thing or
not. You know, miracles do happen.
Well,
immediately.
Well, that's exactly what the card said. You know, time is relative. When you don't care about something, time seems different when you really care about it. Every day is like, oh, my God, another day, you know, and you really are eager and anxious. As we know, us folks that have been on deployments.
Oh, gosh, isn't the last week the hardest?
Yeah, you try it. You wish you just could, like, I don't know.
Well, Gabby, take care.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
You
too.
Yeah.
What?
No, I was going to say, yeah, and hopefully you can call us before the holidays.
I was going to say that.
I would think so. Today is only the 6th. Hopefully you can get another call in.
Okay, I'll try. But I can't make any promises.
No, honey.
If you can't, we'll give you a happy holidays and a happy new year now.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. I know you had to hold a long time.
I know.
Oops, sorry. I thought you were done. Well, she can still hear us. Yeah. I know you had to hold a long time, and in your situation, that really probably sucks. All right. Let's see here. We are going to go to where I lost. I got lost in my brain, which is, you know, happens more often than you think. 306. We're going north, Deb, north to our neighbors to the north, Canada.
Canada.
306.
306?
306, area code.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Hi.
Who are we speaking
Hello?
To? Hi.
Yeah, I've called before. Nancy.
Yes. Nancy. Oh, yes, Nancy.
Welcome back.
Yeah, how's it going?
He's finally, I think he's finally decided to get the test done.
Wow.
I know what we're talking
the
about.
Paternity test.
Oh.
Of the baby.
Really? What,
yeah.
What did he flat out say it, or you just see signs that he's leaning that way?
Pretty well leaning, I guess.
Okay, well, that's a at least that's a step in the right direction, right?
You know, in your last reading, I saw that he really wants this baby to be his.
A lot of people want to put their head in the sand and don't want to get the test because they don't want to be disappointed. And you can understand that.
Yeah,
he really wants it to be
right, and
he
you, you know, when you take a test, you're like...
Well, I hope he'll understand. He's kind of dealing with a Tasmanian devil with that mother. Do that. She's going to, if it is his child, she's going to jerk his chain every chance she gets. Oh,
I guess he saw the baby of maybe a few days before ago, and then before that was like October 23rd.
Oh, that's,
so like over a month, and a half.
Babies change a lot in a month. What would you like need to answer or
what's your question?
I don't know if he goes to court for how is it going to go, I guess
she's looking for the outcome with
it. That's kind of a legal question.
It is, we're not the law, we don't have any degrees, we can't
can
give any legal
tell
advice.
You my own personal opinion.
We don't have any professional licenses, and we're not professional engineers, you know, all that stuff. So when we talk about these things, you gotta nowadays you gotta tell people every little disclaimer there is. Remember, coffee is hot. You have to put that on your coffee cup.
Where was that at McDonald's?
Who would have thought that coffee wasn't freaking hot? Who would have thought that? You know,
she spilled it in her lap.
Yeah, you're like preparation age and stuff, not for oral use. Had to put that disclaimer.
She got
on
a lot
there.
Of money.
She did
bank some bucks. And I will say one thing, though. I remember back in those days, their coffee was just under boiling. It was stupid hot. It was dumb hot. They didn't need to make it that hot. I used to buy a cup of coffee like back in the 80s from McDonald's, and the first thing you knew is you pop the top off and just let it sit because you cannot touch that crap with your lips. So,
or you can ask them to throw a few ice cubes in it.
Because, I mean, that stuff was, it was dangerous hot, but still, you know.
But that's interesting about KY jelly. How do you know that?
Actually, I said preparation H, Deb.
Oh,
why are you thinking about KY jelly, Deb? I was talking about preparation H, which is to treat hemorrhoids, which is not a very comfortable condition. Your brain said KY jelly.
And I'm blushing. And I never blush. I don't know. It's just...
So I got to change my question,
It's all good, and the cards are down. Let's go. You don't have to know that one. That disclaimer stuff we put out doesn't make you change your question. We just want to let people know when you ask a legal question, you can't hold us to the...
It's not verbatim.
You can't hold us to the legal part of it. All right, what do you got, Deb?
I have a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Well, I think he's going to find out he's a daddy.
Oh, well, that'll make him happy.
Yeah. Well, he's been seen in his mother's cards looking absolutely just, like, devastated. Very low in spirit.
Oh, scared of the results?
Mm-hmm. But,
so you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to. And you know what, though? There's something else here. The worst card in the deck is involved. Four clubs is traditionally called the... Devil's bedpost, but I really don't use that connotation. I think of it more like Murphy's.
I'm having trouble hearing. Oh, can you say that again?
No. That was Alexa.
Why would you just do that?
Tell her.
I'm not sure right now.
Tell her.
But I'm learning to explain more of my actions. You can check the.
Shut up, bitch. All right, Deb, go ahead.
We're on the air.
We're not on Monday show.
Oh.
So you think it is his?
Okay, well, the four clubs, though, is here. And I have a feeling this girl's going to make life miserable for him. So it's kind of a very mixed blessing. You raised this boy to be a good man and a good father, which he will be. But I have a feeling he's going to be in court constantly. She's going to hold his feet to the fire with the child support. You know, it's a double-edged sword.
It is indeed.
But I guess he has the right.
Well, I was pretty positive it wasn't his.
Well, I was too.
But you know what? The question needs to be answered. It has to be answered.
Well, here's the thing too, though. We can switch the perspective here. These are your cards, not the cards of your son. And it could turn out that you are going to be delighted with the results. Okay?
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
So this...
Yeah.
You get this...
So I've made a bit of a mistake.
It could be you're going to be...
thrilled with the outcome.
Which means it wouldn't be his.
And that four of clubs, which is like a Murphy's Law card. Worst possible thing.
Sure. Well, you know what? She can call again before the actual test happens and ask again.
Because that baby isn't in your town, right? She's at a distance.
I've never met the baby. She'll be 3 months on the 22nd, and my son's only seen her, like I said, a few times.
Mother to mother.
That's pretty shitty.
Mother to mother, Nancy, it's a mess. It's a hot mess.
Yeah. Oh, I think she moves that well.
Yeah. So, call us again. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, he wants the child to be his, and I don't believe it is.
So that devil's bedpost could be concerning him. You know, for his mental state, he's really going to take a fall if it isn't.
Yeah, you should definitely call again. Maybe when you know that it, and maybe they won't tell you, but maybe call again before a test happens, and we can ask it from a different angle, same question, different angle, and then get another shot
at
it.
And what I'll do is I can read his cards by proxy, which is like me doing his card, like metaphysical spying, we could say, and I'll put his cards down, and we'll see what the result is going to be.
Yeah.
I know to everybody out there it sounds really sad that you would prefer not to be this baby's grandmother. But, you know,
if I am, I am. But if he's going to go through hell just to see the child,
that, all
it's
of that.
Probably better not.
She wants the other guy to be the father.
And you said there was my son and two others, and my son's other ex said that the girl admitted to three, not two.
Well, you know what? This girl likes to party. Let's put it that way. And it's really rather tragic.
She's a runaround Sue.
Remember that song. Yeah. So, Nancy, we're just going to hope for the best here.
Like I said, if it is my grandchild, then I'm fine. But if she puts him through hell, then it's better not to be.
Right, that's the problem.
You're going to have to kiss that girl's buttocks.
Negative, I would never do that.
Repeatedly.
Never, never, ever, ever. All right, anyway, here's your oracle card. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. Subject is let it go. This situation no longer serves you. Allow me to sever your energetic connections to the past so you can embrace the future.
Oh, God. So right there, it's like Michael saying, well, guess what?
We don't know that, right?
No, we don't.
She has to ask us again, which means she's got to call back.
Yeah, please call us.
Yeah, definitely call back. You should do so.
Yeah, I want to see this through with you.
Yeah, we do. We are invested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, there sure is a lot of celebrities dying lately.
Oh, I know. Well, they're getting up there.
Bob McGrath, Kirstie Alley.
Yes, Kirstie Alley. Then there's been some others. I mean, it's really something.
When you got to go, you
got
to
go. And a lot of suicides, too. You know,
Who committed suicide?
Well, they said that Aaron Carter.
I don't know who
himself.
That is. I have no clue who that is.
That's a singing, I don't know.
I know nothing. All right.
Well, anyway.
And Bob McGrath.
Yeah,
he was 90.
Who the hell's that?
Sesame Street,
yeah. He played the neighbor. I guess.
Yeah, he used to come up here for
kids
and fundraising every March.
Oh, what a guy. Well,
yeah,
please take care.
Thank you very much. We got to go.
Yep.
And please call back.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye, honey. Take care. Yeah, we're in these stories now, you know. All of them, I think about them so often. And I know that the cards have wavered. You'd think they'd be more direct.
Well, like you said, sometimes you got to ask it. When you do private readings, you have the person ask questions from a few different angles sometimes.
You got to.
Yep. All right, we're going to Connecticut, area code 203. Connecticut, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. And we are speaking
to... Hello to you.
Oh,
hi,
it's Pat.
How are you,
too? Were you with us listening to the show
yesterday?
Been
on, I don't know.
Yesterday? No.
Well, probably just as well. Mm-hmm. One of our callers had to take her sweet baby Bella, dog, fur baby, to, you know, to say hello to the Rainbow Bridge. And she was very...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, they get up in years, and so I'm glad you kind of missed it, because we were all crying.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question tonight, honey? What you got going?
I was either going to ask about Chance's diet or the law thing. Do you have a feeling either way?
I didn't hear
the other thing.
What was the second part of your question?
The court, the suing my cannon.
Oh. Receiving the
the fundage part of that. Well, you can ask both.
Let me ask you about that first. Thank you, Jimbo. What I have to do now, because the money was supposed to be here by December 2nd, and I'm sure he's probably going to play games. I called the court and the clerk, and she said what you have to do now is get two forms to fill out. One is to just fill up the next step for getting the money, and I think that involves the marshal. The marshal has to go, so I have to pay a fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I can fill out a form for a waiver. The marshal goes and attaches the money to his bank. And then the clerk said, but if the marshal can't find out who his bank is, well, sorry, that doesn't work. And there may be something else I can do after that. But what I really want is to now go and fill out the form. I'm so tired from this, Deborah. I really want this to be done, but I got to keep going. So fill out a form, and I really am hoping that the marshal will be able to find his bank.
Hey, and she'd like an insight on that. What's going to happen next on the saga? Was basically, and hopefully that probably will be enough to let them know that you're not going away. They were probably maybe hoping, oh, maybe she'll just go away. Like, who would? But, you know, maybe some people do go away.
Well, she's having a judgment that is going to
be recorded. If the marshal finds him, then he gets the money. If the marshal can't find the bank, then Todd will have no idea that I'm taking further steps.
Hmm.
Well, what I'm seeing here is this man does not have it at this moment.
Have what?
The money to pay her back. I mean,
He's got a business.
He's got a business.
He hired a lawyer.
What happens here in Virginia, and I had to go through this process, in fact, with you, Jimbo.
We talked about it.
Over a certain young lady. And what happened next was called interrogatory.
I told her about that, yeah. We never did do that.
And she had to meet in the court. No, because she decided to pay it
off. Right, but that was the next step, and that may be what they're telling her. There's going to be a thing called an interrogatory proceeding. Now, this is in Virginia.
Yeah.
And what it does is they have to come to court, and they legally have to produce bank records and stuff
bank
like that.
Bank records, any assets that they own.
So that might be what the person was telling you. If the marshals fail, that'll be your next step.
And
what do you see? Do
we
you
got the money, but we did lose the $40 for the interrogatory.
We never filed the interrogatory.
Thought we did.
We were getting
barrel.
Ready to. But go ahead.
All right, yeah.
Well, maybe you guys did something different, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing it's not going to, and I want to be wrong here again. Right now, this man is planning to not pay you. He can have a change of heart, you know.
He could still be just pissed off right now still.
So it's terrible. They make people like us chase down money that the court says belongs.
Both, you know, the party that's getting sued should have to bring in those records with them.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I? You know, I'm just a schmo. They should have to bring it right there. So like, it's all right. Produce your bank account stuff now, because we know you got a bank. Everybody has a bank nowadays, especially a business.
And what did you want to know about Chance's diet?
I don't understand the answer to this. Whether he has the money or not, will the marshal find his bank?
What I'm wondering
is... business with.
It's a question, yes or no?
I don't know.
You
to be honest,
you know, the
cards aren't
showing
doesn't want to pay her.
Well, we know that.
Okay, and I'm not seeing her... you know, having it put in her hand right yet.
So right now it looks like, but the marshals haven't actually probably done anything yet.
Right.
And so right now you don't really see it one way or the other,
and
right?
And even starting a garnishment that we did for others when I was in business as a daycare manager is, it took months.
Yeah.
And then they only could send such and such amount.
So you don't really see
it
as far as...
I don't want to do that.
So as far as that part of her question, you don't really see an answer yet.
Not an answer yet.
Have you actually filed the paperwork yet?
No, not yet. I just found this out a couple of days ago.
You should call us after you file the paperwork. Maybe the cards will show some different things.
Have you thought about calling the man?
I've already tried to talk to him. He's very rude. And, you know, I sent him the paperwork. He said I didn't even read it. He's not going to want to work with me, especially now, since he has to pay. But, but the thing is, once I set that up, I want to somehow figure out how do we find someone's bank account before I have the marshal go do it, because if he can't find it, then that's my, I think I only have one chance.
Can you go to legal aid in your state? You certainly should qualify for free, you know, legal help.
Legal aid does not deal with this kind of issue.
Small claims. I'll ask you later. I would definitely at least pursue, I think I would file the paperwork. I think that's the next step you have to keep going forward with. And then ask again about it. And then do some Googling on your area, your district, whatever court district you're in, do some Googling on that.
And this man
Google.
Is not aware, apparently, or cares that you could do him some real damage on the internet, posting reviews of his business, saying, hey, you might want to stay away from this place because blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can do that.
Because they suck.
I know.
Yeah, reviews, they can't pay to get taken off. They can't just call Yelp and say, hey, take this off. You know? And they really ruin their reputation. So we're going to have to ask this again.
Yeah, definitely. After
all right.
You put the paper, definitely.
And now about Chance.
Thank you. I'm trying. It's such a crazy world out there with so many different opinions. I don't know if I'm giving Chance the best nutrition. I've got to get him off this Pepcid stuff for his antacid and find something natural. I'm looking at two things on that. But in general, I don't know if he's getting the best nutrition from what I'm doing for him or if I'm damaging him by giving him partly kibble. I cook for him. It's just really hard.
Well, I'll tell you, we took the advice previously from a very reputable veterinarian who said to feed our dogs at the time when they have some kind of intestinal or they're going through something, it would be a mixture of either chicken or beef, like ground beef and rice.
With all the grease drained off.
Yeah, with
he had this intestine thing for years, and he's going to have it until the rest of his life, until I get something to soothe it. And I can't put him on rice and chicken every single day for the rest of his life. He needs vegetables. He needs different meats. I need to give him, I think, you know, hearts and liver stuff.
Your card shows doing pretty okay. You know,
okay.
When they're really upset inside, they will stop eating. You know, and he looks like he knows you're doing your best. He's right here.
Yeah.
And he knows you are his mommy and his best friend. So I feel that he's doing pretty good. Yeah.
Can you ask him if he needs his stomach soothed?
Can't do another card, they don't.
Yeah, I don't see it yet after Ladies Cardstone again. But you know what, Pat? You took part in my special offer recently. And if you'd like to schedule something with me, we can do that.
Okay.
And we can work on all this, okay? Then I can take my son with you.
Yeah, thanks
so
much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Sorry. Well, thank you, and definitely call back again.
Yeah. Sorry we couldn't get her a better answer.
But sometimes the cards don't, right? Neon signs
aren't
flashing.
Well, that man's hoping she will give up.
Well, I think that's the obvious one right there. He's hoping she'll go away or things will get, it'll just get too difficult. You know, all right, we are going to go to, we're going to stay in area code 203, Connecticut, 203, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Have we talked to you before?
Yes.
Okay, well, tell us what's happening, what's your situation.
What's happening?
And the question you'd like us to address in your reading.
Okay. All right. Well, so my life this year is very dominated by cats, lots of cats. And our cats had another litter, like four kittens. And two went off together. And I think that's a really good home. And one went over the weekend, and I cried my eyes out, and I hope that it has a nice life where it's going. It's going to be happy. So I wanted to ask about that cat, if that was a good decision. And then I got one more kitten left, and I don't know. I love these cats so much. You know, it's hard to give them away.
I will never raise.
That's why
pups
we didn't, haven't ever bred any of our dogs.
No, I never wouldn't give them away.
He couldn't give them away.
I'd be thrown in jail or something. I'd keep the whole freaking litter and get in trouble.
So you
want to
know?
Yeah.
You want to keep the last
cat. She wants to know is the one that just recently, was it a good decision? Is going to be a good home for that one?
All right.
She has one left still, but she's asked about the one that she said she decided to let go and felt really sad. And previous caller, she's listening still.
Pat,
listen, Pat's still here. I will give you your Oracle card, which I failed to do so. Subject is, your prayers are being answered. Your prayers are being received by the divine. Answers will come soon, although perhaps in forms you don't expect. Which is interesting, because she's got a couple things she's working on there with her dog and with her court case. And these are Archangel Michael's Sword of Light Oracle card. Sometimes I don't mention that. Facebook folks that are watching this, I have the box out there so they can see it. And that was interesting. We had back-to-back Connecticut calls.
Yes, and Michelle, I'm curious why you're so concerned about this one cat that left. Did you feel like the new owner was not a good person?
Well, a couple of things. One thing is that cat was the firstborn, and the mother cat walked away from it and had two more cats somewhere else. And I came home to find it, what I thought was dead, but then it wasn't dead, so I kind of nursed it back to health. And it was a feisty little cat fighting for his life the whole time, but you know, it just became very special to me because, you know, I nursed it back to health I mean, it was, you know, it was just a little smaller, a little weaker, you know, at first. So I just wanted to be sure, because this family it went to had 3 young kids. Ouch. And
yeah,
the 2 parents, chickens, and a dog. So
yeah, it's quite a collection there.
Have they had cats in the past?
Well, this family hasn't, but she grew up with like a ton of cats, most of which lived outside.
Okay, what do you see, Ben, then?
Well, I'm wondering, is it possible for you to contact that family? Did you get any information? You know, you might want to check up. Here's the thing. They seem disappointed with the cat. Disappointed, like,
oh,
it's a kitten.
Kitten, yeah, with the kitty. And they have 3 children. One of them is mean-spirited towards the kitty.
Yeah.
And they may want to give it back to you.
And you just let them know the door's open.
Yeah, you should. If you let them know, you know, hey, if this doesn't work out, you know, some people take like a cat or a dog down a country road and they just leave it.
Yeah, idiots. Or they take it to a shelter.
But if they know they can return the kitty to you, because I wouldn't be surprised you get it back. That there's a, like I said, one of the children coming through looking, seeming like a boy is very mean and will tease the heck out of that kitty.
Yeah.
He's got anger problems, this boy.
Sounds like he needs an ass whooping.
Well, probably a couple at least.
I could dish them out.
Some kids really are torturing towards, you know, innocent animals.
Yeah, sometimes it's when they're really, really young, they just don't know better. And they don't even know what they're doing it, too.
So you could tell them the door's open, like Jim said, so that they know that.
Just let them know, hey, you know, if this doesn't work out, bring the cat back. Yeah. We don't need to make a little kitty suffer that's growing up and it's developmental stages when it learns how to be an adult cat. It doesn't even like think humans are assholes.
Well, it doesn't.
No.
And
this cat wasn't the easiest, you know, because it wasn't the most docile, most affectionate cat to begin with. It's not a cat that's going to sit on your lap readily, and I did tell her that. But okay, so those were my fears, and there is
the mother cat abandoned this baby. I wonder what she knew. The mother cat abandoned this firstborn. And I wonder why.
Yes, I know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was born in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she had it on the carpet. I wasn't here, but I saw it. It was on the carpet. And then I came home to see her with 2 more cats inside of this kind of bin, like a laundry bin, with 2 more cats. Perfectly fine. And then this cat,
well, I think it would be good for them to know the cat is always welcome to come back. And you could say bring up that they all have different personalities.
I've been to tons of people's houses with cats, and a lot of them act like they hate humans. And some of them, every once in a while you get that one cat that just loves people, but
yeah,
you just don't know what you get.
Is this a feral kitty bunch? I mean, was the mother feral?
No, not at all. No, the father and mother are my cats, and they're wonderful cats. It's just this cat, I was just concerned about the family because of the 3 little kids and playing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, just let them know.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised you get the kitty back. All right, here's your angel card.
I don't know how this relates, but we know how these oracle cards go. It's almost over. Your current challenges will soon be resolved, and you'll be able to look to the future with a smile.
Yeah, and I bet that little kitty's going to end up staying with you.
Whether you like it or not. Or another family can come along.
Yeah.
It doesn't have idiot children. Oh, did I say idiot children? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, kids don't know. Their love is hard. You know, it's rough.
So are freaking paddles for the butt.
I don't know.
I'm going
corporal punishment.
It is okay.
On the radio, is it?
It is okay, yep. All right, anyway,
well,
thank
Michelle,
you so much.
Thank you. Let us know what happened.
Yeah, definitely.
If you would, in a future show.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, hon, take care.
She's probably still listening. I had to mute it.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it a race to the finish line? Or?
Oh, no. I think we're going to bump it up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
At least because we got a couple we want to get to. We're going to open the messenger door. First come, first serve. Sorry, we can't pick them. We open the window. We take the first messenger, and then we're done with that window. Stand by. Get your finger ready there, Deb. I know we got a couple that are probably going to be.
Finger is standing by, sir.
We got a finger standing by. We got a finger standing by. Roger that.
Oh,
it's Luna.
Hello there, Luna.
Messenger window closed. No more messenger
calls.
At
her.
No more.
You know, she's got a nice smile on her face. Are you full of medication?
Are you on dope?
No.
Oh,
no drugs.
That sucks.
Wow. Yeah.
The only thing that they told me, they had to write a thing on my leg.
Yeah.
The best part was they cut the incision and I felt it. I wasn't fully numb yet.
Oh.
I went,
wow.
And
he
went, oh, you felt that? I was like, yeah, I'm not numb yet.
Oh, I had a C-section like that. My second child, they started to actually make the C-section incision. And I said, I can feel that. What happened is they had put the spinal in too high. So they had to do other measures. So, tell us what's on your mind, my darling.
Can I just get like a general read and see the month of December?
Oh, sure we can. Are you going to
go
see family over Christmas, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to travel to see my grandma again. We went up Thanksgiving, and I saw how much she's declined with her dementia. It's amazing how much it's affected.
Well, yeah, we have family members that have it too. Does she repeat a lot of
questions,
or does she fade in and out as far as memory?
She repeats a lot. Like, you could show her something and she'll say, okay, put it over there. And then she, like a few minutes later, where did I put it?
Oh,
I've
already got that.
Oh, we've already got that.
We're already there. We're already there.
Uh-oh.
But now I have a question.
Yeah.
Does she remember everything from, like, years and years ago perfectly?
Much.
Yep, just like my mom.
Yeah, but ask her about what she did
yesterday. Yeah, I will tell her, hey, we're leaving to go back to Virginia. And then an hour later, she goes, when are you leaving again? But I can ask her about something that happened 30 years ago, and she'll vividly remember the shit out of that.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
She's also got time. It's really bad, too.
Well, I think it's wonderful you do spend time with her while she is still, what's the word, like loose.
So you can still at least have a conversation,
and
right?
And, you know, a lot of this is for you, too. Because one day, someday, you're going to lose your grandma. And you'll know, hello there, handsome. And you will know,
Who dat?
God, does he look like you. And he's like, what?
Yeah, boys don't want to hear anything about looking like a mom.
And you know
that.
What? It'll make your heart feel good that you did so much for your grandmother. While she...
I'll take care of that. Everybody belay that.
Okay.
Ignore that. I got that.
This might be a struggle of the month.
Done.
Is our finances an issue for you for December?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because DoorDash went downhill again. You know, people don't have the money for it.
The economy.
Yep. Like last Christmas, I did great. Like I was making $300 a week.
That's great.
But now it's like I can only make $30 a day.
And you can't live on that.
No.
You know.
No,
that's worse than minimum
wage. You got to pay for gas.
So there will be ups and downs. Some of the good things, the ups are that I think that... your hubster may land a really good job. There's a strong possibility here that he will do that. You guys, what you've been doing is a stopgap measure.
Well, they know that.
Just for now, but when
pay
the
bills.
First of the year comes.
Gotta pay bills.
I just think the picture for all of you is going to change. Okay, you've got some kind of family relative, female, who's really difficult to deal with, and brings. Is this the one that criticizes your clothing and your? Didn't you tell me?
Yeah, I've got three females at least from my family that don't like me.
Well, that's crazy. Yeah.
That was the one you went to Thanksgiving with, right?
Yes.
I went. No. So my aunt was. I had two aunts. One on my mom's side, one on my dad's side. I seen the one on my mom's side. She was very cordial to me. She didn't say anything. Now when I went to go see my other aunt, my dad's aunt, and my dad's sister, she was very upfront with me, and she didn't talk about my clothing. Even though I was wearing, you know, a black Christmas shirt, jeans, and flannel shirt, that kind of thing, she was trying to catch herself. So I'm wondering if it maybe made the fact that I was kind of mad when she made fun of me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I feel that you and this woman are going to eventually have a standoff where you're going to tell her what you think. And she, it's going to so clear the air. She'll walk away in a huff like, you know, but what, you're smiling very big.
When I'm going to Christmas, I didn't get to see my dad for Thanksgiving because I went up Thanksgiving Day and he wanted me to come back 2 days later, but my fibromyalgia was planned after that whole trip, so I couldn't go. So I may see him on Christmas, and he's probably going to be at my house, though. And I'm probably going to be wearing the same Christmas shirt and everything. And it's kind of making me wonder, like, oh, is this where she's going to say something?
Well, I think you're going to give her some kind of really snarky reply to something. You're going to give it to her.
Probably not surprised, are
you? Very passive-aggressive. So it doesn't have to be... like,
again, she's not
leave
surprised.
Me alone, you know, you old bitch. Doesn't have to be like that.
No, that would be too, that would just fuel the fire.
No, but you can find a way to, like, give a half-ass compliment, which would be very, you could comment on her thing. You could say, hey, I really like what you're wearing. Didn't they wear that back, like, in the 50s or something?
Well, you might want to articulate it a little bit better.
I mean, I've always said if you said anything about wearing black or gold or anything like that or something immature in her eyes, I'm going to say, well, I'll be wearing this for the day I die to get used to it.
Well, and black has been known throughout, you know, all of social history, little black dress, you know, basic black. There's nothing wrong with black.
No.
So.
Well, you know, and once upon a time, a lot of cultures didn't have a lot of access to different dyes. To
you know,
dye
yeah, and
you
could say to her something like, wow, that's so brave. You're wearing polka dots because they make people look so fat.
But you could be like Rodney Dangerfield, you'd be like, but you wear it well.
Yeah.
Turn your head away. But it looks good on you.
Black makes
me thinner. Yeah, and it does. You know, the worst color to wear when you're overweight is white. Or light pink, it's going to accentuate. I know the men out there are like, oh, good, we're getting some fashion tips.
Yeah, we give them two shifts.
And that's the thing. But the dark clothes will hide all those, you know, muffin tops and whatever else we got going. So I think it'll be an okay month, all right?
Well, that's the big, okay, so there we go. There's the big result.
January,
it's going to be,
January comes, it's going to be a whole new year, whole new everything.
So it's like there's no disasters coming, but you're not going to win a lottery right now.
No, but if you do have some relatives that really could use a nice little smackdown.
Yes.
I don't know if I can do that, but I'll give them my life fantasy that I have.
There you go. All right, Jim.
All right. The Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Recognize the signs from above. Angels are sending you a message now. Angels are sending you messages now, plural. But you're too distracted to notice. stay alert and open to divine guidance.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, you know, with life happening, it's easy to get distracted because life takes over. You got so much bills and kids.
Sure.
And all that other crap going on.
And we got Christmas where we can celebrate, you know.
Say goodbye to your freaking anything you got in your checking account. Christmas is coming.
No kidding.
Yep. Well, goodbye, buddy. It was nice knowing you.
Well, at least your son, and this goes out to everybody, if you have a teenager, they're going to look and say, what, is this all? This is it? Where a little boy, you can, you know, you can just send him into a trance with something he really wants.
And you can get a lot of really, really, really very, very like cheap, cool toys if you really look around.
Yeah, you can.
Just when they're that young. A lot of times you can get them a whole bunch of El Cheapo toys, but the quantity just overwhelms them. Like, oh, my God, I got like 13 things. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you spent $20, you know.
Yeah, the sensory toys are good, too, especially with the stuff that needs the sensory parts.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you feel better soon. All right. And, yeah, stay well.
Yes, indeed. And you know where to find us.
I'm wrapped up in a bit in 3 bandages right now. I get to take them off tomorrow, and I can put on the compression socks, but it goes all the way up. So, and I'm going to be working this weekend, but just light, like not anything bad. But the only thing I worry about is because my thighs are bigger, that compression socks can start rolling down on me.
Well, yes, they aren't, and they aren't the most comfortable either.
Oh, no, they are, like, almost impossible.
Yeah.
Remember?
Your surgery.
I had a knee replacement and had to switch out one of those socks that went all the way up.
Yeah.
That was not enjoyable.
It was like sausage casing.
Well, that and plus I had a knee replacement, so my knee was, like, on fire.
Well, take care, honey. Don't
worry. Well, thank you for staying around.
All right.
She stuck around a long time to get
through. We love hearing from you.
We appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Take care, baby. Bye-bye.
All right, Deb, I think that all good things must come to an end, so we're going to take our last caller, which is kind of cool, because it's all ones. We don't know where this caller is from. Skype, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's with us on
the call? Oh, hello.
This sounds like my
professional. Hi, professionals of doctors.
Hi there.
Welcome.
How is Melissa?
Oh, I'm so excited that Ian had. I had a hard time getting in, but I'm like, yeah, they all these people love him and helping.
Oh,
and, honest, and thank you so much for taking my
call.
Well,
thank you. That was a very nice compliment. We really appreciate it.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah. Tell us, honey, how you're doing.
You.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's new? What do you need? Sure. Nothing, but, you know.
Yes, thank you. So maybe you can put the cards on her. I'm gonna go on this scenario just because she thinks she's better than everybody, and that she's better than everybody. That's what she says, and that's not true because I don't think I'm better than nobody. I just think about myself like I'd be a better person, but I'm not better than anybody else.
Well, honey, you're a different kind of person, and she is not.
So your question is.
Does she contact you or anything, or are you just curious? I'm sorry.
No. So my question is, because I talked to him today. I don't know what's going on in her head or what she is telling him, but he said to me, he kept repeating, well, that's my business partner, and I'm not going to listen to people when they talk bad about her. And then I said to him, you do whatever you want, you know. It's not a sooner or later.
Oh,
I need an intake on that.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't have cards, but that sounded like a snotty-ass comment.
Yeah, was he performing for her? I mean, was she, like, there? Because doesn't he normally say anything critical? I don't know.
He's very critical logic and all that, but it was kind of odd because I know that she makes me look bad with him, but so far he has not completely listened. We had several arguments and he apologized, but this is a They did the thing again.
Was this a phone conversation?
Yes, it was a phone conversation. And basically, what I want him to know is that, no, she's not better than anybody else, and she manipulates and lies with using craft and people out there who are psychics. I know they talk to her, but she's a completely psychotic one.
Oh, absolutely.
Understatement there.
I don't think, I don't need cards to figure that one out based on what you're going through. But, you know, you got to watch out. If he's caught under some kind of a spell there. But Deb's got the cards. I don't. I'm just throwing out scenarios.
A normal, typical guy.
I'm just a nosy dude. No, I'm just saying, you know, if he's wrapped up, he's get wrapped up in her lies and web of deceit, what do you got?
Well, what I got is she's doing everything she can to get him away from you because she has overheard things between you and him, or whatever. And
it's all right.
What she's heard is that he plans to come to you. And she is not about to let that happen. So
it sounds like a really nasty situation.
It is. And you know,
I'm a guy, I would bail, but I'm not a female.
Yeah, see, I think
there's so much baggage and crap here, I would punch out, so to speak, like I'm a pilot punching out, rejecting.
Yeah, I think that this guy is so under her control.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because she makes wild threats about how she's going to take him to the cleaners with this business.
And how long have they been partners?
Yeah, that's a good question.
4 years or 3 years. Four years.
When people take control of somebody, it's over a long period of time. So this has been going on for a long time. So he might.
And she's not just business.
He might not be able to be rescued.
There's been
hanky
panky for quite some time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't have cards.
Yeah.
But there's too much emotion here that should not be there.
I agree. And him saying that to you, she was within earshot.
Oh, I bet, because it was a phone conversation. I bet that was for her benefit.
To hear him say, I'm not going to say anything bad about my business partner.
Yeah, and you better stop that, you know, talking bad about my business partner, because she was probably there, and he was trying to put out a fire that he had there.
You're basically in a no-win situation, Melissa.
Yeah, you're in this.
She's got her claws out now, and... It really isn't looking good for you.
You're going to have to maybe take a step back and reevaluate everything.
I think the best thing you could do is kind of step out.
And you can take a pause. You don't have to break it off, right? Take a pause.
Right. I would just let him know, hey.
I got to take a break from this. We can figure this shit out.
And let's see what happens. Because I think he's really trying to manipulate you as well. He's playing the odds.
Yeah.
Between these two women.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a guy, and that guy is a jackwad.
And here's the thing. If he was really, if she was really just his business partner, why would she give a hang about his personal life? She wouldn't. She wouldn't. She would be, maybe very polite about it.
Or she might be, angry that you're letting your personal life get interfere with our business, but she wouldn't care that much about what he was doing. But there's more to that story.
I think there is. And I'd hate to see her running around the internet defaming you, and trolling you. There's just so much. You want to read her card?
I do. I think this, I've never seen that. Well, we've only had these cards for a week. This is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card, and I'm first time I've even seen it flipping around. Make a decision is the subject. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation?
God.
Accept divine guidance pointing you toward your own joy. You deserve it.
And your business looks very good in your card.
Oh, well, there's
so maybe that's where you have to turn your focus.
Yeah, maybe you're putting too much into this and it's taking you down.
That's a quick question. Deborah.
What? Yes, real quick,
Deborah,
honey.
Real quick. Do you think, he's a professional like y'all, I think. You think that he's going to be able to pick up on the signal? I mean, he picks up on the signal.
Maybe
he's just playing it.
With you, he's got to realize he's losing you. But that woman got him so tied in knots. I don't think he'll ever be free. And I think there's way more to the story. They may be married.
Well,
you know, they may live together. Who knows?
She's had 4 years
yeah.
to get her roots sunk into him.
Yeah.
They might not be coming out ever.
And I think for him, at this point, you're just a diversion. Okay, because you could have hung on a long time.
Yeah, you could just step back. You could say, I got to take a pause so you get your life straight because I don't need to be get caught up in this poop storm.
Yeah, the one thing that I've found in readings that really psychologically will turn, you know, like a man's mind in a whole new direction about how much he might want you is if you tell him, listen, life's too short. I'm sitting around, you know, basically waiting for somebody who never shows up.
Yep.
So I'm going to start seeing other men.
You could say, I sure would like it to be you, but you don't
yeah.
seem to want to be on board, so I think I might have to move on.
And they get a little shook up from that.
And you could say, and then, you know what? If that's your, that's where you want to go, that's fine. We'll part company.
I do not believe that he would mean that for a heart, you know, in an instant.
I'm just saying, but that's
yeah,
what you have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make an ultimatum, even if
yeah.
you don't want to.
I mean, you're getting jerked around here emotionally.
You
got to
look out for number one.
And you're too good of a woman for that.
Because neither of those people are looking out for you.
That's right. So, honey, I'm sorry that the advice isn't better, but I think it's going to be January is going to come. And I think after
yeah.
the holidays and all, you're going to have new eyes looking at your life.
And if any, you know, anytime you want, call in and take
yeah.
another look at it. If you get any other weird responses or things you want to look at, obviously always give us a call.
It's fascinating to watch how this is unraveling.
Yeah, and we feel, I'm a guy and I feel bad for you.
Yeah, she's getting played.
I am not happy with that guy.
No,
as a man.
I don't know that he's capable of being faithful. I mean, if he can be doing this to you.
I agree.
And he's likely in a committed relationship with her.
I think that, yeah, he's playing and he's getting caught by her.
Yes.
She's caught him. And there's a whole bunch of hell going on there, hence the phone call today.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But that's just me. I don't have cards. I don't.
But like Michael said.
I'm just the guy.
You know, Archangel Michael is he's a badass angel.
Yeah.
He said, make a decision. So.
And basically make it for yourself.
Yep, exactly.
Not for the other people. That says you could, you want to, you know, you or the other person. You got to make it for yourself.
Well, I'm going to make a decision right now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, how's that for a segue?
Yes, indeed.
We need to get the skinny little blonde yeah, down here. Just
get him anything.
Well, it's really quiet.
Really?
Yeah, how come we don't have two speakers out here?
We do.
Oh.
Something must be going on Blog Talk.
Maybe so. Anyway.
Well, it is what it is.
We have to say.
You got
to
go Blog Talk, folks.
Yeah,
we've
got to say
so
bye-bye.
Spotty.
But.
That is really odd.
You never know. I know it is.
They must be having problems.
We may materialize for you tomorrow.
Pretty good chance. Wednesday is a pretty